Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Siv Chav Ches. The Mechaber says they have a movi that by the entrance the width is less than 3 tfachim, it's considered closed and does not need a tikkun. The Yesharim, other Yesharim hold that even if it's more than 3 tfachim, as long as less than 4 tfachim, it does not need a tikkun. Now, Shtabur explains that as long as it's closed and small enough by the entrance, less than 3 or less than 4 tfachim, it doesn't make a difference what's going on inside the rest of the movi, it's considered closed in the front, and it's considered the whole movi is closed up. Now, the Mechaber's Mashmi passes like the first Shita, the one 3 or more tfachim, open in the front doesn't need a tikkun. The Mishnah says, look at the Darchei Moshe from their Ma on the Torah. The argue says, we can samach on the second Shita, up to 4 Tvachim we can make. And the Mishnah is Machriya, the Infam Yamach, like the first Shita, like the Mechaber Be'er goes with, their Ma and Shulchan Aruch does not argue, only in Darchei Moshe. But that's only if inside it's 4 Tvachim wide. So then, even if at the front less than 4 Tvachim wide, it's 3 or more Tvachim wide open in the front, and it's 4 Tvachim or more inside, it has a width of 4 Tvachim more inside, then it needs a tikkun. But if the whole thing is less than 4 Tvachim, even inside, it's less than 4 tefachim width, does not need a tikkun b'chlal. And the Sharetzin explains that the Rishonim say something that inside is less than 4 tefachim wide, it's a malkum patur, does not need a tikkun. This could be all the Rishonim, both disagree to this. And if not, halacha, if sure be samech, if inside is less than 4 tefachim, it's good enough, even if by the entrance it's more. Now, the Mechaber says, Sif Chavtas, you have a movi that on one side it closes up to the yam, to a sea, the other side to ash, which a public garbage dump, does not need a tikkun. Shabur explains on the other two sides, a regular bat of Chatzeris, as regular machitzis. On these two sides, there's an ashba on one side and the yam on the other side. So it's not needed a tikkun, because ashba shiram, a public garbage dump, is not liable to be cleaned out. Shabur explains this ashba is 10 tefachim tall. And since ashba shirabim, people are constantly throwing garbage and junk there, so it's not going to get cleaned out. It'll never be less than 10 tefachim tall. We can rely on it for machitzah. As opposed to ashba yach, the private garbage dump, if it's now 10 tefachim tall, tomorrow someone's going to clean out, less than 10 tefachim tall. And once people start relying on it now to carry, they continue carrying even when it's not tall enough. And therefore, we cannot rely on it even now. Lagaba the yam, the Mechaber says, we're not afraid that the yam is going to get full of sand and rocks over there and pebbles to mevatel to the machitzah yam. We're discussing a case with the machitzah yam that there's a depth of 10 tefachim, whether it's straight 10 tefachim, or it's tail maslaket, or the course of 4 amas of length, is a depth of 10 tefachim. We can use that as the fourth mechitza. Mishmur brings to the Magen Avraham that if boats go over this mechitza siyam to go to the port, that's asiram v'al mechitza, but other chayim arguments say boats going over does not make a difference. If there's a bridge that goes over the yam, then Mishmur says, mashal achrayim, if the bridge is mevatel mechitza, and he regulates pesach over the bridge. Now, the Sharetzin is Megarichlis to say that this Mechitza Yam they're relying on is by the edge of the Yam. But if somewhere in the middle of the Yam, there's a place where it goes down 10 Tvachim straight or 10 Tvachim over the course of Faram, it's Telmaslaket, that we cannot rely on. If it's in the middle of the Yam, it's in the middle of the Carmelis, and the Chazanish argues very strongly, holds we could still rely on it. Now, the Rama says that the Arishayim will argue, and hold we are afraid, Shamiyala Yam Sirtan, that by the Yam, maybe sand and pebbles and things will collect over there, and therefore, we're choshev right now that there is a good mechitzayam that people are going to carry down the road when there's not a good mechitzayam, but if right now we do not allow you to rely on it. And the achrayim glog the shita. Like Mishnah Berurah, it's only by a yam, by a sea, but a river there, because I guess the water is constantly moving, we're now afraid, shemayal hanar certain, and therefore for right now there's 10 tefachim of depth over the course of four amas, so then the sfas nar can rely on mechitza, unless it's a river that tends to dry up in the summer, then we cannot rely on it even now. When it's not the summer, because they're afraid people won't realize when it dries up and they'll continue to rely on it. The Mishnah Berurah has discussed the case of the Nahar is close to the Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the houses. There's a gap of 10 amas, you have the regular problem of Pirtas Eser, because there's no Mechitz over there. Also, if this river tends to freeze over in the winter, so in the winter when it freezes over, the Mechitz is Batal and you cannot be Metaltal. Sharetzin says some Achrayim say you have to worry even the summer because of the winter. The Ma'is Ladino, or Achrayim go not like that, that only in the winter when it freezes over, then you lose the Mechitz up because the ice is straight across, you don't see the Mechitz Samayim. The mechitza in the water, other chayim arguments that even when it's frozen over, you don't have to worry about it, and it still blives, still considered the mechitza. Now, based on this Ramadha, we are afraid from yal yam sirtans, therefore, if there's a yam on the fourth side, you do have to make a tikkun on the ruach avias, it's a spasach or lechli or kaira. Now, if you have a city that has a charitz, a ditch around it, that's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, that blives the mechitza around the city, does not need any tikkun, unless it's a bridge over the charitz, then it has the regular rules of a bridge that we sell over another, sending a bridge over the charitz over the ditch, and it will need a tikkun.